going to be late. Gloves, 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 gloves.
Martin! Can you answer the door? It'll probably be my driver. Martin! Turn that junk down and answer the door! Damn him, what's the big drama now? Don't worry, honey. Mom will get it. Good evening, Harry. Just hang on a moment, will you? Something came up at the last minute, and now I'm chasing my tail. Mark! I'm off to the embassy now. You gonna be okay? You know, this is real childish. Can't we talk like adults? Okay, have it your way. Just don't let me catch you melting in front of the computer monitor when I get back, huh? Hang on in there, Joe. Only another 5 years to go, and he'll turn into a human being again. Instead of a teenager. Harry, you're gonna have to break a few traffic laws to get me there on time. Just gotta find my keys.
Mom, help!
What the? I'm coming! Harry! Martin! Where are you? Martin!
Now that's a little odd. Oh, I wonder who that could be. Excuse me, sir. He's science agency like me. This is Rice. Let go of him, please, Rice. He's only doing his job.
Yeah? Well, he should do it better. So this is the kid's bedroom. What you find so far?
Could you give us a minute, sir? We need to conduct some special tests. Thank you. When we get back, maybe I should recommend to Hayward to send you to Air Stewards School, teach you some useful people skills.
All these Yank spooks in suits annoy me. They know they've balled it up, and now they're looking for any excuse to get heavy and look like they're still in control.
So why give them a target? It's been hard enough getting any information out of these people as it is. If it wasn't for Hayward's name, neither of us would have gotten past the front gate. Let's get on with this. As usual, our boss is looking for quick results. Did you read the file?
Last night, a guy called Martin Lieberman was attacked, abducted from this very room, and possibly killed. Since his mother is a U.S. diplomatic attaché, a political motive has not been ruled out, but so far, no one's claimed responsibility.
But it was what Joanne Lieberman saw that's the interesting part. A gigantic wolf, or something resembling it. An animal that has apparently vanished into thin air. I've checked the backyard and the garden already. Some earth's been disturbed, but no clear prints, and then the trail runs cold.
Has this room been touched in any way?
CIA team's been combing the room until about 40 minutes ago, I gather. I'm hoping we'll get a copy of their report, but I'm probably being optimistic.
No blood. Notice that.
Of course. So if it was a wild animal, it was a very disciplined one. Aside from the window, there are not really any breakages at all. Just a few ornaments.
Well, let's take a closer look. Majestic?
Majestic. Online.
Cycle through magnified infrared and heat signature views as I scan the room.
Activated.
So far, they seem to have kept a lid on this. Haven't seen any press collecting outside. I wonder how Hayward found out about this case so quickly.
Now what's this doing in a kid's bedroom? This ornament had a symbol on it, see?
Don't recognize it.
It's a sigil. A symbol designed to ward off evil. There used to be one on the wall as well before it was torn down.
Really? I never knew you had such esoteric tastes.
I don't spend all my spare time banging my head against a wall.
Good morning. Agents Rocco and Rice, I presume? My staff were beginning to wonder what you're up to in this room. No black candles laid out, I'm glad to see.
Good morning. I hope you've recovered from your shock, Miss Lieberman.
As much as one can be expected to, Miss Rocco. What's your partner up
to? Just looking for evidence, ma'am. Do you think your son might have run away? Perhaps he's faked this whole thing to get your attention, clever kid.
That's just one of the many angles we're pursuing, but I can assure you that we're...
Look, just spare me the pep talk. The truth is, I allowed Sebastian to send you two around in a moment of weakness. I admit I was initially desperate enough to grab on any old straw. But now, I think it would be best if you were to leave this to our people. They're experts at situations like these.
I see. So you know Mr. Hayward personally?
Yes, we've helped each other out professionally when he worked for MI5. When you both did, I gather. Now, I apologize for wasting your time, but must ask you to leave. Our investigators need this room exclusively.
Fine, Mrs. Lieberman. Don't give up hope. I'm sure they'll find your son soon. Come on, Bianca.
Yes, sure. Best of luck, Ms. Lieberman. If you do change your mind...
I will contact Mr. Hayward. Dryson will show you out.
Are you feeling okay?
I've got more than enough out of that room. I guess they'd miss something. All this work has given me a thirst. What you say we head over to the Warhound? I told Raisbury to meet us there.
And the driver, a Mr. Harold Kilcher, didn't have much to add. Says that Joe and Lieberman and her son Martin have been arguing a little, but no more than any other single parent with an adolescent in the house.
What about threats, Gabriel?
Nothing he could think of. I mean, there's always the usual troop of nutcases making silly faces at any diplomat, especially with the current political climate, but Harry said he wasn't aware of any particular group or individual prowling around.
Besides which, a terrorist group would have made its demands known by now. The boy disappeared almost 15 hours ago, more than enough time to cut up the tabloid headlines into the words, "We have your boy." Release the wrongly imprisoned Saddam bin Guevara and the righteous sons of stupidity. Even if English isn't your first language... You said Joanne was a single parent. Do you reckon the father's involved?
I checked that angle before I left Science headquarters this morning. No go. He's living it up with his secretary in the Bahamas, welching on alimony payments, but keeping his nose clean.
Smart. You, not him.
Oh, thanks, Rice. I live for your praise.
Certainly brings a rosy glow to your cheeks, Bianca. So, what does everyone think?
Lack of blood in the room rules out an animal attack, but claw marks where the window frame was torn bring straight back into play. And if an animal is tough enough and mad enough to rip a window out, I'd be expecting blood. About enough of it to repay the Millennium Dome. I don't like contradictions.
Which is pretty ironic, considering.
Considering?
Well, you know, you, us, all of us.
Spell it out for me, Raisbury.
Rice, back down.
Considering who we all are, Rice, Bianca excluded, we're hardly the traditional James Bond save the world agents, are we? I'm a demonic enforcer, and you're a...
Cold-blooded murderer is the term you're looking for, Raze, and I don't trust you any more than you trust me, demon. I trust you about as far as I can shoot you.
No need to demonstrate, I assure you.
Everyone finished? Good. I figure that it's an intelligent animal, which rules out both of you. Sebastian wouldn't have been involved otherwise.
I thought the Lieberman woman said they were old friends. That's why she called him in.
Old friends or not, Sebastian wouldn't have any interest in a normal poodle attack. He probably knew Joanne was going to call him, even before the phone rang. You know what he's like. Which means he's attracted to this case because of some science thing. And there's probably a rogue angel or the ghost of Christmas past involved somewhere in all this. Suggestions?
Wild animals, Sasquatch, Yeti, abominable snowman.
In SW1 London? Bit of a trek for even the Sasquatch, that.
Loch Ness Monster.
Same notation.
So I'm guessing it's a werewolf. Anyone got anything better?
Werewolves live in a strict tribal culture. They'd have no reason to attack a child, certainly not unprovoked, and especially not breaking into a house for the pleasure of doing so. It doesn't make any sense. I'd already discarded them in my mind.
You see, this is why I like having a demonic enforcer on our team.
Tribal, huh? Tribal dogs?
Werewolves are very intelligent creatures, and I use the creatures appellation for convenience here because it does them a grave disservice. The tribes have different attributes across the globe, but Britain is a small island, so it's all pretty homogenous. British werewolves are, by and large, urban and fiercely secretive.
What would they attack, Gabriel?
Their prey. Food. But that's not likely to be a human. Perhaps if they felt endangered in some way, or if we have a rogue werewolf on our hands, then maybe he or she might just attack a lone person, but not breaking through a window to do so. It would be like you or I breaking into a lion's cage at the zoo to teach it a lesson.
Stop it. You're giving Rice ideas.
Well, Satan's little policeman. You got contacts in the were tribes? You down with the wolves in the hood?
I know a few. It's not really my territory, of course.
Well, why don't we go ask your feral buddies if any of their puppy pals have gone psycho lately? Get us the inside track on the rogue werewolf angle. What do you say?
It's always a worrying thought to imagine you doing anything diplomatic, Rice, but I'm sure I can organize a meeting with the local clans.
You know my motto, forget diplomacy, start with a decent body count.
If you shoot Scooby-Doo, I'll kill you myself, Rice.
Could be worth it just to see you try, B.
Much as the thought of you two openly fighting thrills me, might I suggest that one of us take the time to look into the background of Ms. Lieberman? It won't involve getting your gun off, I'm afraid, Rice, but I'm sure it will be an equally valuable contribution to the case.
Me? Sure. And who's going to be watching your back while rogue male werewolf decides to take a chunk out of it, Raisbury? Bianca's good and she has saved my hide more than once already, but all three of us know who's most likely to shoot first and ask questions of your would-be killer later.
He does have a point, Gabe. And if Director Sebastian Hayward is hiding something from us, for whatever reason of his own, I'm up to speed on his tricks.
The ones you know about?
He taught me an MI5. I might not know the code on the files, but I'll recognize the signature. Sebastian's prints will be all over it for an old-fashioned snooper like me.
Which leaves me with good cop, bad cop here, all rode into one, bite-sized personality, terrific.
Speak.
Is that Mr. Hand?
Speaking. No one else answers this number.
This is Joanne Lieberman. You remember?
Of course. Joanne, how are you?
It's happened. They came for my son.
You're sure?
I wouldn't call otherwise, Hand. I'm sure. The evidence...
I believe you.
We had an agreement. You promised me.
And I shall deliver. When did your son leave?
8 p.m. last night.
You should have got in touch with me immediately. This could easily become a situation.
I know, and I'm sorry. I just panicked, I guess.
No harm done. I'll find your boy, Mrs. Lieberman. You have my word.
There may be a complication.
What sort of complication?
I called in another group, the Science Agency. Supernatural investigators. I happen to know Sebastian Hayward, the chief there, and it seemed... I was desperate. It was a moment of weakness.
Have they had any success?
I haven't heard... I guess not.
No harm done, then. Do you think you can call them off without arousing suspicion?
I can speak to Sebastian, of course.
I need these science agents out of the way if I'm to get your son, Joanne.
I'll speak with him. Insist he call off his agents.
We will speak soon, Joanne. Science agents.
Yes, we're on our way to Hampstead Heath now. Yes, Bianca, Rice is driving. It's an experience.
Is that Bianca? Hand me that phone, Gabriel. I want a word with her.
Are you sure that's wise, Rice? You are supposed to keep your eyes on the road, you know.
Give me that! Bianca, how is everything?
Not bad, Rice. I've done some digging into the Lieberman family tree. sent up a few interesting points. Gabriel tells me you're on your way to meet up with a local werewolf.
Something like that. So what's the deal with the Liebermans? Bianca?
Still here, right? Director Hayward's just come in the room. I think I'd better go. I'll speak to you later, okay?
Everything all right there, B?
I'm going to have to get back to you on that, right?
Peachy.
Something wrong, Rice?
I don't know. Bianca started acting weird as soon as the boss walked in the room.
Well, he does have a personal connection to the client, Rice. Perhaps she's trying to protect his modesty?
Nah, there's something more to it than that. I can assure you, something's not feeling right here.
That's good. All points to another successful science mission.
Yeah. Do you think Bianca's in trouble?
You spoke to her last, Rice. Look, if you want to go back, we can go back. I can rearrange the meeting for another night. It will slow down the investigation, but, well, agents come first, don't they?
Now, we need to get this meeting out of the way. Bianca's a big girl. She'll have to look after herself for a while.
So long as you're sure.
Gabriel tells me you're on your way to meet up with the local werewolves.
Ah, Bianca, there you are. I wonder if I might have a quick word.
Director Hayward, I'm just talking to Rice. We may have a lead on the Liebermann case.
It's about the Liebermann case, Bianca, and it really can't wait.
Well, I'll be a moment. Still here, Rice. Director Hayward's just come in the room. I think I'd better go. I'll speak to you later, okay? I'm going to have to get back to you on that, Rice. Right, Director, what's on your mind?
I'm closing down the Liebermann case, Bianca. I appreciate all the work that you've been doing.
Are you mad? I mean, we've just got this case. What's going on? Director?
Bianca, I had a call from Joanne Liebermann a few minutes ago. She has requested that the science agency be taken off the mission, that I ask my agents to stand down, you included.
Has she found her son? Maybe he came home.
Oh, nothing like that, as far as I can gather. She has simply requested that...
So, you think her investigators got to her, or what?
Joanne's my friend of many years' good standing. I took this job as a favour to her. But you can't force a favour on someone. Do you understand that?
I understand, Chief, but I'm not happy about it. Something doesn't smell right.
Thinking like that, you've been hanging around Rice too long. Perhaps I should reassign you both different partners.
Rice may be the most distrusting man in the world, Director, but the thing about his hunches is that they're usually right.
The thing about my hunches, Gabe, is that they're usually right.
You're very sure of yourself, Rice. It's admirable.
I'm sure about one thing, Rice. I don't trust you.
Don't you ever worry that that chip on your shoulder will weigh you down, Rice?
Listen, demon boy, I'm here to guard your back. But if I see you step out of line and start consorting with the enemy, I'll be just as happy to shoot you in it. Got that?
These werewolves aren't our enemy, Rice.
But you are, Raisbury. I know what I saw. The three of us went to hell and you revealed your true self, remember? Lots of muscles, scaly skin, and glowing eyes, and cloven hooves. Way I reckon it, you're pretty much everything the science agency is fighting against.
I'm a demonic enforcer, Rice. Hell's answer to a police force, if you will. This is a deep cover assignment for me, and I'm forced to take this mortal form. But I didn't... I don't mean to lie to you. I'm a demon, yes, but I got you home, you and Bianca. Doesn't that count for anything?
Maybe with her, I'm just a tougher audience.
I brought this with me.
Your hammer? For when you're a demon, there are better ways to reassure me and gain my trust, you realize.
Bone spreader is my symbol of office, Rice. These creatures will respect it. Respect us because of it.
Somehow it looks wrong, you know. You stood there in a cardigan and cords holding a battle hammer with a handle as long as you are tall.
It may appear incongruous, Rice, but we need to gain these werewolves' trust swiftly. Unless you have a better idea?
Well... I would flash them my pass to prove I'm a paid-up member of the fairy folk, Gabriel, but I seem to have left it in my other jacket. I guess your hammer's the next closest thing, huh?
I know you don't trust me, Rice, and I'm sorry you feel that way. If there was some way I could think to reassure you, I most assuredly would.
I'm suspicious of everyone. Don't start getting a big head about it.
Well, this is the tree. See the markings? Here and here.
Couple of notches. Big deal, what's that mean?
Means we're near to a den, Rice. It's a warning to other werefolk to keep off this territory.
Should we be scared?
Well, I'm not holding your hand if that's what you... Rice! Where do you think you're...
Ah! Just hand over your money, mate. Depending on where that came from if you don't.
You stuck a
Right between the ribs.
Thank all day, Grandad. Come on.
Oh, okay. This is me getting my wallet, okay? I think I might need to sit
down. Short geezer.
Feeling a little...
Now give me the wallet, eh? I ain't got all day.
Nor have I. This is a gun pointed at the side of your head. Don't turn and look. It makes me excited. And I'll go off prematurely, if you catch
don't
my meaning.
Shoot me.
I don't give promises I can't keep. What's your name?
Lon.
Where the hell have you been, Rice? This little thug stabbed me. Look.
It's just a flesh wound, Raze. You'll get over it. When I heard him approaching, I scouted the area to see if he had any friends with him.
You could have warned me he was on his way.
You shouldn't be here. Neither of you. Get yourself killed.
Happens to me a lot, and my friend here can't actually die. Now, what do you think you were playing at?
Wanted his money. Buy stuff.
Don't do that. Don't move. You move, I'll blow your brains out. You just stay still from now on, right, Lon?
You don't stand a chance against me. If it wasn't for that gun, I'd have ripped your throat out by now.
Is that a fact?
Rice, don't.
You want to take me on, boy? You think you got stones to go up against me?
Kill ya.
I'll kill ya.
Take this, Rice. Rice!
Rice!
Come on. You got one shot at this before I wipe the floor with you. Well, well, looks like one question answered, eh, Raisebree?
I told you this was werewolf territory, Rice.
Majestic, give me a boot.
Majestic unit online. Accessing adrenal boost function. Boost. 3, 2, 1.
Yes, I feel so alive! I'm buzzing here!
I hope so, Rice. The boy's got friends.
Damn, nothing worse than a popular pack animal.
Get away from them.
Don't say make me, Rice.
Make me!
You're a funny little...
You're a funny, big, bad werewolf. But I'm betting you're full of huff and puff, and I'll blow your house up to prove that if you push me.
We're just looking for information. We're not here to hurt you, any of you.
You've already hurt Lon.
A slight case of mugging with intent to cause grievous bodily harm. Look, he stabbed me. Please, we're just looking for a boy. Martin Lieberman is his name, 15 years old. We think that he may be with the werewolves, and I know they wouldn't normally attack a human, but in this case, the evidence suggested...
Was it here? Was he attacked here?
No.
It has nothing to do with us.
This is arranging a meeting to you, Gabe?
I found out where they were. I found out what time would be best to find them, Rice.
What do you know of the werefolk outsider?
Perhaps this explains.
An enforcer's name. Are you an enforcer?
In human guise, temporarily, I hope.
Well, aren't we the little masquerade?
Whoa, where'd you come from?
I was watching the whole time.
Two against two, not odds we can't handle.
There are more of us around. Unseen, lurking.
I think we've outstayed our welcome, Rice.
Go back to your cozy world. Don't bother us. Tell the boy's mother to do the same.
I'm going too, Lon.
Next time I see you, mate. Next time. You hear?
Yeah, I don't have big, twitchy, furry ears, but I hear you just fine, pal.
That was productive.
You heard what they said. That third wolf knew what we were talking about. We're on the right track, Raze.
I never doubted it for a moment. We are the experts in the field, Rice.
I think we've ruffled enough feathers for one night. I want to get back to HQ and check on Bianca.
Fifth floor. Science agency.
But while I'm in this form, I can die, Rice. That's one of the reasons I'm so uncomfortable with it, and it doesn't help allay my concerns when I'm trapped in mortal form while in this dimension.
Well, no need for the enemy to know that.
Yes, I know it's gone midnight. I'll hold.
Boyfriend trouble, Bianca?
I wish. I've been trying to get hold of Ms. Lieberman all evening, but I can't seem to raise her. Just getting the runaround every... Yes? I'm still here. Well, do you know when she will be? Okay, thanks. Bye.
What's so urgent?
Director Hayward has asked us to drop this mission. I was meant to call you guys back from out of the field immediately, but I wanted to speak with Ms. Lieberman first. Make sure there's not some kind of mix-up.
Why would Director Hayward halt the mission?
He didn't. Apparently Ms. Lieberman insisted.
Because?
If I knew that, I wouldn't be making phone calls.
Well, it's been a long night. Who wants a coffee?
Hello, Science Agency. Agent Rocco's phone. Yes, this is Agent Rocco. I'm glad you got back to me, Ms. Lieberman. Sebastian Hayward tells me you want us off this case. Yes, I understand that. It's just that it seems a bit sudden to... No, I'm not suggesting that I know your son better than... Well, perhaps we could speak about this in person. Yes, yes, tomorrow is fine. 9 o'clock at the embassy. See you there tomorrow morning. Bye. Well, gentlemen, looks like we have a second chance at convincing her.
I don't know. If she don't want us on the mission, and if Hayward doesn't either, I don't see any reason we should fight it.
That's surely the point, Rice. By ordering us off the mission, Lieberman has aroused suspicion. We're morally obliged to get to the bottom of things in spite of Director Hayward's stated wishes.
Did a demon just tell me what I'm morally obliged to do?
Rice? Nice bike.
Well, I figured I'm risking my life every day for the science agency. Why not risk the London traffic on a Harley?
Oh, just not picking you up in the mornings, then. A bit of a poser's bike, though.
Didn't picture you as a biker, Chick B.
And when do I get to learn more?
After we've solved this case.
Welcome to the North American Embassy. How may I help you?
We have an appointment with Joanne Lieberman, 9 a.m. Science agents Rocco and Rice.
Just let me check.
So, I was kind of getting fed up with relying on the tube anyway. Figured the bike was a good move.
Oh, you're still on about that poser comment, right? Don't get so defensive, Rice. We both know that public transport is the only way to get around London. But that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with buying a hog.
A hog?
Miss Lieberman is sending someone down for you now, if you'd care to take a seat.
Thanks. A hog, a bike. That's what they call them, right?
Agents Rocco and Rice.
Yeah? Why did we win?
I'm here to escort you to Miss Lieberman's office, if you'll follow me. We need to ask you to step through this metal detector for security purposes. So if you're carrying a lot of loose change or have a heavy belt buckle...
Okay, I'm carrying a gun. We're science agents. This is what we do.
Right. And you, sir?
I don't have a gun on me, but I have the most fillings you've ever seen. I always set off metal detectors. Look... We're UN-sanctioned to carry weaponry and generally raise hell.
Often literally.
Joanne knows us anyway. If you need some ID, no problem.
Right. Science agents. Got it. When I heard science agency, I assumed it was one of those temping firms.
Do we look like temps to you?
Agents Rocco, Rice, good to see you again. Please take a seat.
Thanks for taking the time to see us, Ms. Lieberman.
Please, call me Joanne.
Bianca.
Still Rice.
So?
Director Hayward, Sebastian, told me last night that you wanted us off the case.
Did he?
You mean you didn't know? There was a mistake, then.
What I told Sebastian was that there is no case. All done.
But we were investigating.
Please. I made a mistake. I shouldn't have brought the science agency into this, but Sebastian is a very dear friend, and I suppose I just panicked when I found out Martin had gone missing. Do either of you have children?
No.
No.
Well, you'll just have to take my word for it. Sometimes a parent overreacts. It's...
Biological? A maternal instinct? Come on, I'm sure you can do better than that, Miss Lieberman.
I'm sorry, but I really don't follow...
I met a pack of werewolves last night while following a lead on your missing son, and you're saying there's nothing unusual going on here. Don't insult my intelligence.
As far as I'm concerned, this discussion is ended.
Now, I don't accept the brush off quite so easy, Ambassador.
Rice, calm down.
Somebody's playing you here, aren't they?
I don't know what you're...
Yeah, you do. That's a mighty quick denial for someone who doesn't know what I'm talking about. So what is it? FBI spooks breathing down your neck about the possibility of this being an international incident unless you hush it up now or something worse?
Worse? Now I really don't follow, Mr. Rice.
If my son turned out to be a werewolf, I'd disown him too.
I'm not... He's not...
Come on, say it.
The case is closed, Agent Rice.
No, it's not. What do you want us to do if you find him? Bring him back home or just shoot him? Only I need to know, because I'm fresh out of silver bullets. Figure I can melt down Bianca's earrings, though, in a pinch. What do you think?
I think you've said about as much as you're going to say. Unless you want me to get security in here.
Much as I'm itching for a fight, I'd only wipe the floor with them. Best if we find our own way out, eh?
These science agents are tenacious, Joanne.
I asked Sebastian to close the case.
And it sounds as though he complied.
Is this going to cause a problem, Mr. Hand?
Not if they keep out of my way.
How close are you to finding Martin?
How long is a piece of string? One of my emissaries has located your son, who is currently associating with a clan of werewolves in Hampstead, and has him under surveillance. Rest assured, we will bring him back. Alive.
And the other part of our deal? A cure?
This isn't like measles, Joanne. Think of it more as corrective surgery. I shall free your family from this curse, this blasphemy. All I ask is that you are patient.
So, what were you thinking, Rice?
What Lieberman gave us in there, it's an act, Bianca. The whole thing, you could tell that, right?
Do you always have to jump down people's throats? Haven't you heard of subtlety?
You mean, if we'd been nice to her, she would have opened up to us. Nah, this is more than simple reluctance and second thoughts, B.
Bianca Rocco, hello.
Bianca, it's Gabriel. I have a lead.
Really?
I managed to track down a werewolf by the name of Rita in the small hours, willing to let us talk with the clan young Master Lieberman has inveigled himself into.
Excellent. I'm almost ashamed I went home and slept at all. So, when and where?
Obviously it will be a nighttime meeting. That much goes without saying. On Hampstead Heath, two agents this evening.
Fantastic, you're a miracle worker.
Not quite, Bianca. I said two agents. That's you and me. No Rice. Rita insisted. Seems he's picked up quite a reputation after last night's performance.
And you told me this by phone so that I'd be the one to tell Rice, right?
Would I ever be that Machiavellian? Bye, Bianca. Good luck.
Tell me what?
Raisebury's got us in with the werefolk.
Tell me what?
So we can meet them tonight and may even be able to negotiate Martin's safe return.
Tell me what, Bianca?
It's all rather good news, you see, Rice.
Bianca?
Raisebury will explain when we get back to HQ.
Rice! I thought I saw you sneak down here.
Well, it's a nice quiet place to do a little thinking, don't you find?
Firing range never really was my style, Rice.
Oh yeah, I keep forgetting. You're the carpenter from hell, right? Only need a hammer to do the biz. Kinda thuggish, but I guess I can admire that.
I didn't come down here looking for a fight, Rice.
Why did you come down here then, Rice?
Perfect shot, Rice. 4 points. Next clip, ready.
Rita, the werewolf, insisted you not come, Rice. It wasn't my decision, it's not personal.
That's so?
Let me tell you, Rice, if I could have talked her around or made it different.
Let me tell you something, Gabriel. You didn't want me on this case from the second it was opened. You don't like working with me. You're not comfortable around me, and you always scared I was gonna pop some werewolves at the least provocation.
Now, Rice, that's not true!
I don't care, okay? But now it just got Bianca watching your back instead of me while you're smoking the peace pipe with a few dozen werefolk. Good luck with that!
You trust her to protect your back, I notice. When we all wound up on the train to hell, it didn't seem to bother you awful much.
I trust one person to look after me, and that's me. I'm just about stupid enough to think I should protect the rest of you, too. Sometimes.
Perfect shot, Rice. 4 points. Next clip, ready.
So, you found Rice, right?
In the sub-basement.
Firing range? It figures. And how was he? Knowing Rice, he was mad enough to kill dead things, right?
He wasn't, how can I put it, ecstatic about us going to this meeting on our own.
Frightened we'd run into trouble.
Frightened he'd miss out, I think.
Yeah, that sounds like Rice, all right. We can handle this, right, Gabriel?
They're werewolves. If they start to turn nasty, I've got my hammer to keep them in line.
What are you planning on doing? Bludgeoning them to death?
There are subtle magics to Bone Spreader's powers, Bianca. If need be, it can put up a protective field between us and any would-be attacker.
How protective? Bulletproof protective?
You know, I've never really experimented. Not a lot of call to face bullets back in my old stomping ground.
Well, we're here. So, what are we looking for?
Wait in the car. She'll find us.
That's cozy.
The vehicle has pulled over, Rice. They've turned off the engine and are waiting. Wind speed, negligible. Temperature, 12 degrees and falling. Scanning.
Rice, I almost walked straight past you. What are you doing, sitting in the dark?
Director?
Well?
I am monitoring a situation.
What situation? And how? Astral projection, perhaps?
A female humanoid is approaching the vehicle now. Three other humanoids are circling.
Ah, that answers that, then. That majestic unit of yours is a fascinating piece of equipment, Rice. Is there anything it can't do?
Can't seem to make you shut up.
I'm sorry, Rice. I'm clearly disturbing something very important. The question is what?
If you must know, I'm tracking Bianca and Gabe while they go talk to the Hampstead werewolves. Seems they didn't want me crashing their party.
They're still pursuing the Lieberman case. But I told them...
Yeah. You did, didn't you?
What's going on here, Rice?
What's going on here, Director, is you put the three of us on a case, and we intend to solve it. However, the further we look into it, the more screwed up it seems to be.
And does the fact that I halted this case mean nothing to any of you?
Hypothetical scenario. It's the end of the world tomorrow, and we've got all the clues to put a stop to it. You tell us to get off the case because of some problem with expenses. Do we drop the case and let the world end? Director?
Are you trying to convince me that there's more to this case than we initially realized?
Someone's playing the woman. Your friend, Joanne. Whoever they are, I don't think they're up to anything good. And we're in the thick of it. I think we gotta see it through to the end, whether we want to or not. My instincts tell me there's more at stake here than a missing teenager. A lot more.
Does it look like the end of the world to you then, Rice?
Every day.
They've exited the car, Rice. Agents Rocco and Raysbury are leaving the car park with one of the humanoids, heading north-northwest. Temperature now, 11 degrees.
Very well. Off the record, Rice.
Gotcha.